I would like, on behalf of Director General, first of all, to thank you all for being here with us today. I would like to thank the panelists. I would like to thank our partners who have been supporting us in this journey since long in bringing agriculture on the top of the discussions today. And I believe the International Day of Forests gives us always the opportunity to highlight the importance of forests, the importance, as has been said today, but on development, on sustainability, on eradication of hunger, reduction of poverty, and on all promoting sustainable management of natural resources. And it has been said today how forest has been contributing to the to the development of humanity, and how we can expect forests being contributing to the reduction of greenhouse emissions and to their contribution to climate change. Maybe it's not what we are expecting, but to me it's a trend, and the trend is positive. Let's expect that with this trend we can reach major global goals. And I think forests will be very important this year in those two major gatherings we are having. In New York, on the sustainable development, where forest is coming out on the sustainable development goals, and in Paris, where we'll be having the final agreement on climate change. I don't know it will be the results in this agreement, what we are expecting, but anyway, we'll be having an agreement, and we hope forest will be fully part of the agreement, and all of the countries will be bringing forest when they will present their intended national contribution. And this, we count on you. FAO can only support you on this discussion, on the contribution you can provide to the global discussion. And as you know, I think you don't doubt that FAO is ready to support you. And if you see in our program of work and budget, climate change is coming up as one of our priorities for the next biennium. And when you see climate change is the overall linkage, the land use, land change, and the integrated approach to climate change, it is what we are meant for. Again, we are celebrating this day all over the world. We request all countries to celebrate, and every country will be celebrating in a different ways. And as Eduardo said, for the first time, we have our special ambassador in Cape Verde. He started a visit 2 days ago. He has visiting some areas where FAO has been supported by Belgium in the last, 20 years, and where we are able to recreate biodiversity, to recreate some areas with forestation and avoiding deforestation. You know, in a poor country like Cape Verde, the tendency to deforestation is very high. And I think he will be giving to the world a very strong message on the importance on forests, not only because he is a special ambassador, but the personality he is, how committed he is to the forestry, and how we can bring forests to overall discussion in the world. As I said, this is a global issue. We can only succeed if we are together. We need to be ambitious, but more than that, we need to urge, and the urgency is calling us for a global approach, and we can only, as I said again, let me repeat, succeed if we are together in this journey.